Blog Talk Radio.
This success song's original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, this is Bob Jackie here on Home Based Business 101, and this is our third part of a series we're doing on economic freedom, and I'm glad that you have decided to join me today. And, hey, we got a lot that we want to share, and what we want to do is, hey, we're going to kick off right on into this piece. And today I'm going to be sharing some points from Robert Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad's Conspiracy of the Rich, the 8 New Rules of we participating and we dealing with stuff, and we don't even know why stuff is happening. First thing I want to talk to you about is the day that the dollar died. Does anybody know what day it was that when the U.S. dollar died? The day that the dollar died. Well, the day that the dollar died, it happened August of 1971 when the U.S. dollar, when Richard Nixon, without authority from Congress, took the U.S. dollar off of the gold standard. In 1971, President Richard Nixon, without the approval of Congress, took the U.S. dollar off the gold standard and changed the rules of money, not just for the United States, but for also the world. The change was one of a series of changes leading to our current financial crisis that began in 2007. In effect, this change allowed the United States to print almost unlimited amounts of money and create as much debt as it wanted. See, this is deep, people. We need to understand why we're in the situation that we're in. Again, why you're going to need to be able to build you a business so you can dig yourself out of this, because you're not going to do it trying to deal with just earning wages. We're in the great, 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 this is the Great Depression right now. I mean, they're talking about the thing in 1929, but this deal is going on right now. I mean, where basically, you know, you need to get outside of the country to be able to see what's really happening. You know, the jobs are in China and India, not here, they've been shipped off. And, you know, if you got to find, you know, it's imperative if you want to not end up in that ultra poor class, you best find you a business. You got a job right now, great. I don't know how long you're going to be able to keep it, but while you got it, do your business on the side, see, because America is headed down the tubes, okay? Now, I know people don't like hearing people say that kind of stuff. Oh, you shouldn't feel that way about our country. You know, you're not patriotic. It ain't got nothing to do with being patriotic. It's got something to do with common sense. They're running a three-card molly game on us, and, you know, and we need to understand what's going on. And it all started, well, you know, a lot of things kicked it off, but what really put us a country in a bind was when we were taken off the gold standard and we just decided to start printing money. And now nobody wants our money because they know it's worthless. That's why the other countries are, you know, are dealing with America in a different way. You know, and so in 1971, after Richard Nixon took the U.S. dollar off the gold standard, the rules of money changed. And today, money is no longer money. That is why the first new rule of money is knowledge. You hear what I just said? The first new rule of the money game is to understand that money is knowledge. What do you know? And if you don't have the proper knowledge, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. And see, the whole point that Robert Kiyosaki brings out in his book is that we need to understand and have a financial education, financial literacy. See, this is imperative. I mean, it's not being taught nowhere in schools. I mean, you know, you can learn it as you learn it, but you're not, you know, it's not being taught in school. And if we don't teach financial literacy, we're in big trouble. Okay, so when President Nixon changed the rules because foreign countries were being paid in U.S. dollars, they grew skeptical when the U.S. Treasury was printing more and more money to cover our debts, and they began exchanging their dollars directly for gold in earnest, depleting most of the U.S. gold reserves. The vault was being emptied because the government was importing more than it was exporting, and because of the costly Vietnam War. As our economy grew, we were also importing more and more oil. In everyday terms, America was going bankrupt. We were spending more than we earned. The United States could not pay its bills as long as our bills were to be paid in gold. By freeing the dollar from gold and making it illegal to directly exchange dollars for gold, Nixon created a way for the United States to print its way out of debt. You know what I said? To print its way out of debt. Well, just think, if you could go in your house and print you up some money and go find it. I mean, when you understand it, then you understand that the dollar is worthless. That it's worthless. They just print it. I mean, you know, and we get these new things today that's in our conversation. Bailout. And, you know, and what they're doing, they're bailing out the banks. I mean, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger in California, at one point, was talking about issuing IOUs instead of paychecks for government lawmakers because California, one of the biggest economies in the world, was going broke. Bailouts. That's why there's bailouts that's going on. Check out this part right here, Robert Kiyosaki shares. Just blew my mind. The part where he calls the cash heist. He says, in 1983, I read a book by R. Buckminster Fuller entitled Grunch of Giants. The word grunch, G-R-U-N-C-H, is an acronym standing for Gross Universal Cash Heist. You hear what I just said here? Gross Universal Cash Heist. It's a book about the super rich and the herbal powerful and how they have been stealing from and exploiting people for centuries. It's a book about a conspiracy of the rich. Grunch of the Giants moves from kings and queens of thousands of years ago to modern times. It explains how the rich and powerful have always dominated the masses. It also explains that modern-day bank robbers do not wear masks. Rather, they wear suits and ties, sport college degrees, and rob banks from the inside, not the outside. See, so there's stuff that's going on that the rich is doing that really, 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 you know, puts those of us that do not know what's going on at odds with what's going on. And the best solution, see, the best solution is we have to build us an alternative way to get out of the situation as individuals. And as he said, the first rule of money, of money games, that money is knowledge. What do you know? See, having a home-based business, one of the first things you're going to be able to change is your tax liability. You know what I said? Your tax liability. As long as you're an employee, you're going to have a tax problem. But once you create that home-based business, you're going to get able to change your tax liability until they decide to change the laws around on that one, you know. And they, you know, hey, and they thinking about doing it. And, you know, and we, and as long as we keep electing jerks whose interest is not the interest of the people, and I know some people don't want to hear that again, you know, you just hard on the government, Papa Jay. You just hard on politicians. Well, I call them, you know, I call politics a pile of tricks. You know, you got a few people that run with good intentions, but the majority, they don't give a darn about you. They're going to smile in your face, get you to vote for them, kiss your baby, you know, play the whole game, but they don't give 2 cents about you in reality. And if you got any politicians listening, yeah, I'm talking about you. The majority, you don't give 2 cents about the people. Because you wouldn't be making these laws that you're doing. You wouldn't be allowing people to send folk off to war and spend trillions of dollars on war machines. But war is profitable for the country. Not for the country, I mean, but for certain industries. See, if they wanted to do something, they could take that money that's right now, and we're talking about all of this debt, possibly, you know, cutting Social Security, and people might not get their checks and all that. Take the money out of the war machine and create a public works program like Roosevelt did and put people back to work. But that's too good. See, that's too good. And unless we change the Congress, and change the way we elect presidents. And even though, you know, I like Obama personally as an image, but he can't really do nothing for nobody. He's the president. And the president of the United States, the government is like a corporation. He's just the CEO, and he's got to carry out what the stockholders saying, doing, and we are not the stockholders, because even though we vote and we feel we put him in office, it's the corporations and the other private interests that tell him what he has to do. See, you're playing a big old game up there in Washington, and, you know, and we being hoodwinked, bamboozled every day. And, you know, hey, you can like it or don't like it, I really don't care. I just know that it's truthful, is that, you know, people are hurting and suffering in this country. And, you know, the politicians are playing games and not telling people the truth, Obama included, as much as I like him in terms of imagery, and having our first African-American president in modern times. There have been other people who've had African-American blood in them that have been presidents, at least five other people, but, you know, the country doesn't acknowledge those people as being African-Americans, but we've had an African-American president before, but it never was one as visual as Obama, which you can really look at and say, we definitely know he's African-American. But that's a history lesson for those of you that are history buffs. It's a book by J.A. Rogers called Five Negro Presidents. I advise you to read it so you can learn more about this country and the hidden truths. Okay, let's get back to Robert Kiyosaki here. And understanding, he said, here's some things that you know, people are told to do that you shouldn't do. He said, the following two examples of old rules of money versus new rules of money. Old rules, save money. After 1971, the U.S. dollar was no longer money, but rather a currency. As a consequence, savers became losers. We said it was no longer money, it was a currency. The U.S. government was allowed to print money faster than it could be saved. When a banker raves about the power of compounding interest, what he or she fails to also tell you about is the power of compounding inflation, or in today's crisis, the power of compound deflation. Inflation and deflation are caused by governments and banks attempting to control the economy by printing and lending money out of thin air. That is, without having any value back in the money other than the full faith and credit of the United States. For years, people across the globe have believed that U.S. bonds are the safest investment in the world. For years, savers dutifully bought U.S. bonds, believing that was a smart thing to do. At the start of 2009, 30-year U.S. Treasury bonds were paying less than 3% interest. To me, this means there's too much funny money in the world. Savers will be losers, and in 2009, U.S. bonds could be the riskiest of all investments. If you don't understand why that is, don't worry. Most people don't, which is why financial education in our schools is so important. Okay? So he says, you know, saving money. You know, people tell you, you know what, you need to put your money in mutual funds and save and have and have diversity. You need a diverse portfolio. And I understand this, you know, because at one time, you know, I market mutual funds, you know, and I used to tell people about this thing. You need a diverse portfolio so that when one stock is doing bad, another one is doing good. Well, you know, and I didn't know no better. I thought that was something good. In the end, diversification is a zero gain at best. See, because one goes up 10%, one goes down 10%, you're just back to being even. See? But that was told, invest and save our money in mutual funds. See, I used to sell term insurance and mutual funds. And we was told to tell people, buy term and invest the difference. Great concept at the time. You know, because people were being ripped off with cash value life insurance, or we used to call it an airwaves, trash value life insurance. And so, you know, people, we would say, you know, you need to take and buy you some term insurance. You're going to save money, which you would save from money that whole life, and take the difference and invest it. And eventually you'll have a living estate that will be big enough that you would not need a death estate. And on paper, that sounded great. You know, I was looking at this whole mutual fund thing, you know, and it's supposed to grow and do this, that, and the other for people. And here I am in 2011, and I look back at some of these clients that I helped with that, and money that they lost, and their living estate never did grow to the point where we were selling people $250,000 term policies, showing them how to invest, where eventually the investment was supposed to grow to $250,000 due to the power of compounding interest. But I didn't at the time understand compounding inflation and deflation. So I didn't have a financial education, and I called myself a financial advisor. Woo! See, it hurts when it hits home. See, that's what I'm saying. This is so real to me because I used to tell people that. Give people that, you know, that to save your money in mutual funds. Get a diversified portfolio. That way, if one stock does bad, another does good. That's the power of the mutual fund. And you'll make money. Well, hey, it ain't working. Okay? Your best bet is to know how to invest. How to invest. That's what the real people do. They don't understand how to invest. Now, he says, what you mean how to invest, Baba Jahi? You know, you need to know how to specifically invest. And, you know, Robert Kiyosaki talks about the new rules control and focus your money. You say don't diversify. To control your money and focus your investments. Let's know what you have a focus investment. And you have a focus investment. And he goes into his book, and I don't have enough time this morning to break all of this down, but I'm advising you to get the book, Rich Dad's Conspiracy of the Rich, The 8 New Rules of Money. And you can go in and dwell in to this and understand about focused investments. He said, you know, he says he invests almost exclusively for cash flow, you know, investing for cash flow. He says, okay. He said the same is true, he talks about with real estate investment. He says, I invest the cash flow in real estate, which means every month I receive checks, passive income. The people who are hurting today are real estate investors who invest for capital gains versus cash flow. They don't invest for capital gains. You invest for cash flow. The capital gains, also known as flipping profits. In other words, since most people invest for capital gains, counting on the price of their stock investment or their home to go up in price, they're in trouble today. Let's see, they're in trouble because they're looking for capital gains versus cash flow. And what do you think again mean by cash flow? It says, okay, like he has some money invested in like maybe in an apartment complex. Well, that's going to give him monthly cash flow. See, or developmental real estate. You know, there's different things. And I'm saying, you know, again, you got to get into the book where he breaks this down in more detail. It can lay the points out for you. But, you know, if he talks about investment, you invest for cash flow, not capital gains. And when you control your cash flow, you control it more than capital gains. And that's why he created a game, an education game called cash flow. He said, which has been called Monopoly on steroids. And I would advise people to play that game. It's a very, very fun game. And so, you know, you want to check that out. And he goes into a chapter and he talks about, you know, these bailouts and these stimulus packages that was used to bail these banks and corporations out and all of that under the guise that by bailing them out, it was going to help the economy so that people would be back to work and all of that. Well, you know, I don't know about where you live, but where I live, I see tremendous amounts of people hurting. No jobs, want jobs, wish they had jobs, looking for jobs, can't find jobs, and are really, really struggling. I mean, really, really struggling, hurting tremendously bad. No one's bailing them out. People losing their cars. People having to move in with family members being upset with other people, figuring they're trifling and they're lazy because you don't want to work. Most of the people I know that don't have a job, it's not because they don't want to work. They can't find work. With that said, again, what we need to do is we got to re-educate folks. But people are still spending money. Yesterday, I spent a day in Virginia Beach. And, I mean, hundreds of people walking up and down the boardwalk, going in and out of stores, spending, shopping, hotels full. So there are some people with money. Now, we need to do is teach the folk that are hurt how to have a business. And again, Zen Zhu is one of the greatest answers right now to the situation, because we can give people a business for free and then teach them how to go out. And like all of those people we saw yesterday, how, since they're going to go to Virginia Beach anyway, they're going to stay at that hotel anyway, how to book that hotel off of the Zanzu free agent site and generate 30% vendor commissions for the site owner. Or people can come in as a broker and give those all of those people free sites. Well, you know, I want to enjoy the stay at the beach, but I also did some prospecting while I was there. Always prospecting, always closing, ABC, always be closing. Prospecting out there, you know, hey, talking to a few people, got some information, looking to follow up with them. And, hey, you know, if I don't get but one or two new clients, that's great. But the thing that I'm saying, you know, again, as I said in this previous show, America's a country of great contrast. But we shifted more and more to the super rich and the super poor, and the clock is ticking. And as the clock ticks, you need to decide where you're going to be, what side of the fence you're going to be on, and how you're going to get there. And you're not going to get there just working a job. And I understand right now with those who's hurting and need a job, yes, I pray to God that you can find a job. But while working that job, you need to build a business. Don't let not having a job also depress you to the point that, you know, that you begin to do things that are harmful to yourself. I understand it's rough out here. I understand people are hurting. And those of us that are in network marketing, you know, you need to be able to show people a way out, a solution out. Again, I use the Zamzu example and the Zamzu solution because I know we can put people in business for free. And I know I can get them started with no cash outflow, you know, and show them how to develop a cash flow without having to put up any cash. See, I mean, that's a tremendous business concept. And again, I like to thank our family, J. Lloyd Toma, for that. And we got, you know, because of that, we got network marketers that are really looking at our business model. Matter of fact, I heard through the rumor grapevine that Big Al Schreider, tremendous network marketer, been a networker for over 40 years, is coming to the Zamzu convention. Nick Pagano has been sharing our business model with him, you know, over and over and over again. And Big Al is supposed to be coming to our convention. Big Al already has, for those of you that don't know, he already has a YTP travel site. Books all of his travel off of one of our sites. He just hasn't been network marketing YTB, but he uses the products and services and uses the booking engine. So, you know, those of you out there that say, you know, well, hey, you know, I'm married to my company. We ain't asking you to leave your company. But it just makes sense. You know, just like Big Al, it makes sense that if you can book your travel and get paid for it, why not do it through us? Hey, and with that said, you know, I'm going to close out this segment of Economic Freedom. And again, the book that you want to get is Conspiracy of the Rich by Robert Kiyosaki. I'll be going through some pointers through that book again next week. And, you know, it's rough out here. You better have yourself a plan or you're going to go under. People are already going under, and some people are drowning. They're drowning, and they're not even going to come up for air. Don't be one of them. Hey, this has been Baba Jahi here on Home Based Business 101. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure to spend this morning with you, and I hope you got something out of what I shared with you this morning. I hope you really take it to heart. And for those that really want to check out this name, Blue Model, I'm going to give you a website to go to. It's called Max, M-A-X, Group, G-R-O-U-P, Overview.com. There's three videos on there. Max, M-A-X, Group, G-R-O-U-P, Over, O-V-E-R, View, V-I-E-W.com. Check that out and then give me a call at 252-406-0774. Until next time, may God bless you and your family and have a prosperous and wonderful week. Tuta Nana, that means till we meet again.